The word blessed and blessing is a word that's probably frequently used by Christians. And if I were to ask tonight, are you blessed? I would probably get, 100% of the people in here tonight would probably say, you know what? Yes, that I'm blessed. And so what does that mean though? What does that mean that you're blessed? And you know, when we look, if you were to look it up in the dictionary, it would say divinely or supremely favored. Blessed means fortunate. Blessed means that you're blissfully happy or you're contented. You know, and when you think about that, and you think about being supremely favored, or you think about being happy or contented, blessed, it's also, it's self-contained, meaning that in here that regardless of what's happening, regardless of what's happening to us on the outside, inside, we're truly happy internally. So we have that happiness about us that's an inward happiness. You know, we sing a song. We sing a song sometimes in 392, Count Your Blessings. And in that song, here's what it says. It says, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you're called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. And the chorus goes, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God hath done. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God hath done. That song fits perfectly along with that bottom statement that blessed means that regardless of what's happening, whether if you're tossed to and fro or the burdens that we have, that regardless of what's happening on the outside, inside, we can truly be happier. We can truly be blessed. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 gives us the Beatitudes, and he gives us the description of people who are blessed, of people who are happy. And we see here, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that do which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You see, those individuals who know that maybe they are poor, maybe they are mourning, maybe they are meek, maybe they are hungry and they're hungry and they're thirsty. You see, they know where they can get those things filled. They know that they can go to God to get those things. They know that there is a reward afterwards. Continuing there in verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. These individuals are happy. Why? For they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed or happy are they that which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now, I want you, if you've been persecuted, are you happy about that? Would you be happy if you were being, you know, beat or stoned or anything? Would you be happy about that? It says right here, he said, you'd be blessed or you're happy if you endure persecutions. For theirs is what? The kingdom of heaven. We're there, and he says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you, when men shall persecute you. They shall say all manner of evil things against you falsely. They'll say these things. And if they do those things to you for his name, what does he say? You're blessed. You're happy. That's why he goes on in verse 12 and he says, rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is what? Great is your reward that is in heaven. For so they persecuted they the prophets which were before you. See, they know, and you and I know as Christians, that when we are persecuted, or when these things happen to us, all these things that are externally happening to us, we can still be happy inwardly. Because we know who gives the reward. We know who is our rewarder. Those things that we just talked about, on those blessed are they, blessed is this person, Does that describe who you and I are as Christians? Can we say those things? Are we blessed? Are we happy? Are we content? Are we favored by God? There's a phrase that you'll find in the Bible, which Brother Dave read in Psalms 32 tonight. And so it says, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Several times, blessed is the man, or blessed is the one. Or this phrase happens over and over and over. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man that does what? When you turn your Bible to Psalms chapter 1, when you turn to Psalms chapter 1, you're going to see here a blessed is the man phrase here. Blessed is the man that what? That walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man that doesn't do these things. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law does he meditate day and night. He should be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, and he brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also withers not, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. And I'm reminded, again, all these things that are happening outside of the world, the things that discourage us, the things that just tear us down, the things that may be falsely accused of us, blessed is this person. Blessed are you. Because we are a child of God. We can still be truly happy inwardly. We see here, and we think about that, blessed is the man again that walks not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. You see, because he knows. He knows he's happy. Because he hasn't been deceived, has he? We know from 1 Corinthians 15, 33 and 34, he says, be not deceived, evil communications. They do what? They corrupt good manners. And he said again, look what he said there in the next verse. He says, evil communications corrupt good manners. But he says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Can this person be blessed? Can this person be happy? You better believe they can. Just like you and I, we don't have to be deceived. We don't have to be around and allow evil communications to corrupt what God has given us, the way that God wants us to act. We can awake unto righteousness, and we can sin not. Just as Paul, as he encouraged the Corinthians to do that. And we know we all sin. We know we all sin, and we know that we fall short of His glory. But how does sin make us feel? How does sin make you feel? In the moment, it may be some pleasures there for the moment, but afterwards, can you say that you're blessed when you sin? Usually, how do you feel? Regret? Guilt? Sometimes that guilt, what does it do? It steals the blessings from God if we let it. How can you and I be happy? How can we be happy if we know we have sin and we just keep that sin? God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be happy. And we know, look at that. The wages of sin is death. There's no blessing in that. But what does He do? He makes it a way for us to be blessed, doesn't He? He knows we're this creature that's going to fall into these habits, but He makes it a way for us to be blessed. He provides us that wonderful gift of His Son Jesus, who gives us that eternal life, who makes forgiveness possible. What did He tell us in 1 John 1:9? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, because when we're in Him, we are blessed. When we're in Him, we have a reason to be happy. We have a reason to be favored by Him. You see, what does He say there? And just the verses that were read tonight. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. We're happy when our sins are forgiven. We're happy when that sin is not counted against us because He's wiped it clean. He's forgiven us of that sin. Blessed is a man who the Lord does not impute that iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Listen as the psalmist says here in Psalm chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. The difference of those who are in Him And those who rebel against him, what does he say to those that rebel against him? Look at verse 10 there. He says, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But, he said, let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, what does he do? Will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him as with a shield. He, when we are in him and when we're walking in him, that's what he is. He is a shield to us. He is protecting us from all those things that are those external things that are trying to steal our happiness. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. When I look again in verse 2 there, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. When we look at that, when someone who was blessed, they do delight in the law of the Lord. They do meditate on that day and night, don't they? The man who is truly happy internally is going to meditate on the law of the Lord. With the kids tonight, what do they say in Psalms 119, verse 11? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. They said in another verse in Psalms 119, verse 105, they said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You see, because the word, what does it do? The word, if we hide it in our heart, it helps us to not sin. It helps us, it reminds us, if we're thinking about that, if we're meditating on that, if we are a happy man, if we are a blessed man or woman, we're thinking about God's words because we want to stay that way, don't we? We don't want to fall into sin. We want to, in these words that we hold dear, in these words that are a lamp under our feet, we don't want to just keep them to ourselves. We want to share those words with our children. And you see here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, it says, these words which I command thee this day shall be where? Shall be in thine heart. Isn't that what we just read in Psalms 119? You're going to hide them in your heart so that you don't sin against them? Well, these words, we're going to keep them in our heart. Why are we going to keep them in our heart also? Thou shalt teach them diligently unto their children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house. When you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, we're not just taking this and just reading it just so we this is not just for ourselves. He wanted us to share it. And who better to share it with than our own children? Making sure that putting them on that right path so they could walk in the paths of righteousness. And not only will we be blessed when we talk about them, but what if we're a doer of that word? Look what he says there in James 1:25. But whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, what does it say? This man shall be blessed in his deed. Not only do we got to hear it, not only do we got to listen to it, not only do we need to share it, we need to be a doer of what it says. And when we're meditating upon it, we're definitely going to be blessed in our effort to further the kingdom of God. We can look here and we see again the psalmist. What does he say in Psalms 84? He says, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Just one day. He says, one day in the courts is better than a thousand. He said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I would rather be the doorkeeper than to be in the tents with the wicked. For the Lord God, He is a sun and a shield. Again, there we go, talking about a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. You think this individual is blessed? You better believe it. There's a blessing there. What did the wise man say when he, considering all the things that he talked about King Solomon, and he finally concluded what really mattered in life, and he said, let's hear the whole conclusion of the matter. What did he say? Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And if we do that, what does the psalmist say in Psalms 128? Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord and walks in His ways. We keep His commandments. We're a doer of His work. We're going to be blessed because we're walking in Him. We're doing what He told us to do. I mean, what greater blessing is there to be in heaven with God one day? When we see that from Revelation 22:14, blessed are they, and I think this was in Bob's in his scripture this morning, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. Blessed are the ones. Blessed are us who do His commandments, that we have the right to what? The tree of life. What a wonderful blessing that'll be, that we may enter in through the gates into the city. There's no greater blessing for us. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man who does this. Blessed is the man. What shall he be like? If we are not walking in with the ungodly, if we are meditating on His Word, if we are doers of His will, we shall be like what? A tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Do you got that visual in your mind? A tree by the rivers of water. That brings forth fruit in his season. The leaf is not going to wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. When you think, get a visual of that in your mind. Look something like that. Strong tree. Lots of vegetation there. You see, because our happiness, as we see in here in Jeremiah 17, he says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots into the stream. Think about that tree. Think about the roots and that endless supply of water there. It does not fear when heat comes. See all those external things that take away our happiness? When we're rooted, in God, when we're rooted in His commandments, when we're rooted in His love, it does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought. Blessed is the man. Our happiness is fed to that never-ending fountain, isn't it? That fountain of the Lord. He never cuts off that water source. It's you and I that turn it off. It's you and I when we choose to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. It's you and I when we choose to not do His will, that He cuts it off. He has it. It's an abundance for us. It's you and I are the ones that take that away, that we cut off that water supply. Blessed is the man. We're just like that tree planted by the waters. We are definitely blessed. You know, and I think about, and this is a Psalms 23. You know, David, when he's writing this, and I can't help but to think about whenever I am sometimes performing funerals, and when we're at the grave at the graveside, and this is something that we always kind of read. A lot of people will read this. Gives people comfort. Why is it that gives us comfort? Because it's describing a blessed life. It's describing something that's far better than this world's going to ever be. You see, this right here is going to describe someone who is blessed. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You don't have not even needs of anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Peace. Calm. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to fear no evil. Why? For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Here I am in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A blessed life. A comforting life. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man who can say those things, or those things can be said about you and I. See, because when it's our time to leave this old earth, when it's our time to leave this earth, we need to be blessed, don't we? Regardless of how we leave, regardless if it's because of a sickness or however it is, or you know, if there's an accident that causes us to leave this earth, whenever we leave, we need to be blessed. We need it to be said of us that blessed is the man. Behold, in James 5, verse 11, we count them happy, which what? We count them happy, those that endure. And we know that if we endure, in Revelation 2, verse 10, be thou faithful unto death. And he said what? He said, I will give you a crown of life. How another beautiful passage for someone who is a Christian that you can say, and this can be said of you and I, that when we're, whenever we are, maybe my funeral or your funeral, that somebody's been talking about you or giving the eulogy, when they can say, just as we read here in Revelation 14:13, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write. What did you want me to write? Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Happy is going to be the person who dies in the Lord. Any happiness you can think about on this earth, if you die in the Lord, there's going to be no greater blessing than that right there. So what do you and I need to do? We need to think about ourselves, and we need to think about, are we in the Lord? And if we're not in the Lord, why are we not in the Lord? What are we waiting on? If we've been in the Lord and we've gotten out of the Lord because of our sins, why aren't we doing something about that? If we're not a Christian, and there's some that believe, Thomas, he wouldn't believe, but Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen, but yet have believed. We haven't seen. We haven't seen Jesus. We didn't see Him on the cross. We didn't have to see those holes in His hands or in His feet. We didn't have to see those things to believe in Him. Thomas, what did Jesus say though? Blessed are those that have not seen and yet believed. Do you believe that Jesus died for you? Do you? And if you believe that, that will compel you to do something about your life if you're not a Christian. That will compel you to be baptized for salvation. When we look in Acts chapter 8 and we see that, and the Ethiopian eunuch, here he is, he's going his way, and Philip's been teaching him, and he says in verse 36, he says, see, here's water which hindered me from being baptized. And Philip said, if you believe, then with all your heart you may, he sold him. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Did he stop? Was he happy? Not just yet, because what did they commanded the chariot to stand still. They both went down into water. Philip baptized him. And then look at verse 39. Then he went on his way rejoicing. Why? Because he was blessed. Because he received forgiveness of sins. Because he received hope of a home in heaven. Blessed is the man. It may be that tonight, that you are in, we have to ask ourselves that question. Are we in a position tonight to be blessed by the Lord if our life comes to an end? Do you have sin in your life that will keep you from the blessings of heaven? If you do, if you're in that condition, come tonight and confess your sins. It's too easy. He made it too easy for us. Let go of the pew. Come on down and come forward, because I know how heavy your feet can get. I don't have a heavy mind yet, but let go and give it to God. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation tonight, won't you come as we stand and as we sing?